Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. It's my pleasure to have on our show Dr. Michael Horton. Dr. Horton, welcome.
Steve, a pleasure.
Been looking forward to having you, and I'm going to give you your dream. I'm going to send you away to a deserted island and just let you read. So you owe me one for this.
Is my wife with me? Or
you can bring whomever you'd like.
Right.
So on the island, we're stocked. We've got the Reformation Study Bible, and we always have to balance this out. So we'll throw in the MacArthur Study Bible, too. We have the works of Edwards, Augustine, Luther, Calvin, of course. But beyond that, what five essential books would you like to take with you on your
dessert? You've taken away all the ones I was going to pick. Oh, goodness. All right. I guess there are some classics that I haven't read that I should have read that I would like to get to.
What would
I
mention? This is true confession time.
True confession time. I think probably Horace, Augustine, The City of God.
City of God. I was going to ask you which of Augustine's.
And I would say, well, of course, A Time for Confidence by Steve Nichols. And R.C. Sproul's Holiness of God. Although he's there, so, wow.
You know, I was thinking about this, and I've heard this said before, that City of God should be mandatory reading right now, especially for American Christians.
Man, the echoes, yeah.
What do you think it is about that book that is essential for us to be thinking about?
You know, there's when the Roman Empire fell, which is the context, as you know, of that book, Jerome said, what is the church going to do now that Rome has fallen? And Augustine's response was the City of God. His response was, well, God has brought the mission field to the missionaries. And so here, Jerome is wringing his hands saying, oh, goodness, look at the culture. Look at our empire has fallen and the barbarian hordes have taken over. And Augustine actually saw it as a missionary moment. What was the difference? Well, one was Jerome was pinning his hopes of the kingdom of God on the Roman Empire, and Augustine was pinning his hopes on Christ's victory at Golgotha and the resurrection. And we're at a similar time today, aren't we?
I mean, we sure are.
Whose victory, whose triumph are you going to really put your hopes in? And I think that a lot of the things that Augustine addresses there about the two cities, about the penultimate justice, a kind of reasonable justice, but not a final justice being found anywhere in the world, what we're waiting for and yet trying patiently to be good servants of God in alongside our neighbors, really a lot of wisdom there for us today.
There is, and I think as you look at it and as you said it, what is the difference? Of course, Jerome, you're not saying he's not a Christian, but he just sort of lost perspective. And thought that somehow Christianity's success would rise or fall on Rome and fell at the coattails of Rome. And Augustine just recognized something far different. And I think there is a good lesson for the church in the West. We're facing this interesting moment, as you say, and this sort of new cultural moment. And maybe Augustine can help us find the right way.
Yeah, dead people might be useful after all.
You do spend a lot of time with dead people, don't you?
I do.
In your work.
Yeah, my wife points that out. It's a strange thing.
So maybe you spend time with dead people so you can help the living.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
So we've got Augustine, we've got Horace. I don't think anyone else has recommended Horace, so I love that. And you'll be great with your rhetoric after reading Horace.
That I would love for that to be an outcome.
There you go. And we've got R.C.'s Holiness of God. One last book?
Okay. Oh, I got to dig down here. Well, maybe the Alexander Hamilton biography.
Oh. Yeah. We're moving a little closer to history.
Well, you mentioned George Washington a little while ago in your interview. So you kind of brought me to the period.
We'll let you have Alexander Hamilton.
Would you?
We will.
Would you?
And we're going to leave you in peace now and let you enjoy your island.
Just let me read.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Horton. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish this week's episode, here's a quote from that pioneer missionary, Hudson Taylor. Let us see that we keep God before our eyes, that we walk in His ways and seek to please and glorify Him in everything, great and small. Depend upon it, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supplies.